Nadia Bolz Weber calls for a sexual reformation in her latest book, Shameless. How does her reformation compare with the truths rediscovered during the 16th century Reformation? I've written a review of Shameless in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button on the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Andrew Abraham details his journey from Catholic priest to Lutheran pastor. The free online Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, June 14th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners. We started out by playing for you four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. In this case, I think we've gone a little bit farther back because we haven't played Soundbite of the Week in a little bit. And we play those four soundbites for you. All you have to do is listen to the four soundbites, and when you've heard them, you decide which one you think should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You may want to hear it again. You may have never heard anything like it before. It may have been a particular comfort. It might have shocked you in some way. But we want to hear why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for and which one you're voting for. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left some space for you to do that. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one. Oh, by the way, we're also giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and that includes a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad. It's the only way you can get the LPR bundle package besides visiting the studio is to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Peter Scare. Here he is responding to Angela Denker's Washington Post op-ed in support of abortion.
She knows of a God who knows that life is so complex as to require death to allow resurrection. And if you thought about it, well, in a way it could be true, but she takes the truth and she twists it. Because what abortion is saying is that my life can be redeemed, that my life can have a kind of resurrection or newness to it, only by taking the life of somebody else. And yes, there is a death that brings resurrection, but it's the death of Christ willingly given for us. And what it looks like here is we must sacrifice someone else, a defenseless one, so that we can have the life that we want, whether it's a woman, or she talks about whether her family would suffer because of it. That's not the Christian way. The Christian way, of course, is to take up our cross and follow Christ. And her way seems to be to have another one suffer so that I can go on and live the life that I want. And that's simple selfishness. And that's what she's selling, no matter how kind of candy-coated her words are.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Peter Scare responding to Angela Denker's Washington Post op-ed in support of abortion. Vote for that one by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Terry Mattingly. He's explaining why The Atlantic's Emma Green gets religion and so many other reporters don't.
Religion coverage is improved when newsroom managers take religion seriously and assign professionals to cover the beat who care about accuracy and balance and fairness and the kind of background that you have to cover this McLean Bible Church story fairly and accurately. So why was Emma able to do it? She's a religion writer. She's a religion professional. And she cares to the best of her ability. She's going to try to get it right. Why do so much of the rest of the press not get it right? Well, because they're covering a different sport. They're heavy metal fans at the opera, or opera the other way around. They're traditional lovers of art from the Renaissance walking around in the modern art wing of the National Museum. I could go on and on. They don't speak the language. They don't hear the music. They don't know the facts. They don't know the backgrounds. And it shows up in how they frame the story and how they cover the story.
That's soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly, on why The Atlantic's Emma Green gets religion. If you'd like to vote for that one, feel free to do so. 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from Ken Samples. He's answering the question, why is historical theology necessary?
Many people today, evangelical Protestants, a lot of times we don't know what we believe or why we believe it, but I think I'd go even further. A lot of times we don't know how we've come to believe what we believe. You know, the doctrine of the Trinity and the Incarnation are derived from Scripture, but they were hammered out in church history. They were challenged by various heresies. You have church councils, you have creeds. Many times I think Christians living today don't realize how incredibly important church history, historical theology, really, really is. And it is these individuals, Athanasius, Augustine, Aquinas, Luther, Calvin, Pascal, Lewis. These are individuals who write books that critique the period of the time, that present arguments, carry forth the golden rule of apologetics. They meet skeptics on their own ground. They present historic Christianity to us. And I'm concerned that today, you know, we don't live in the past, but the past lives in us. I mean, if you've never read Augustine's story, Luther's story, Pascal's story, if you've never picked up their books, there's so much waiting for you to hear about those stories and read those books. These Christian thinkers can help Christians living today so very much.
That's Ken Samples on why historical theology is necessary. It's soundbite number three. You can vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Send an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because after we play soundbite number four, we'll take a break, and that break will be a great time for you to call 1-877-623-6943 and vote for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four is from Dr. Daniel Pavola on the wonder of God's grace.
If you know you're wrong, and let's just say speeding, and the Wisconsin State Trooper says, I'm letting you off, you're going to say, really? And hopefully say, thank you. But I think you're going to say, really? Not that you want him to rethink that, but how would you not just say, really? Wow. Thank you. Well, that's small compared to now God saying, forgiven, justified, perfect in my sight. And I could go on and on, you know, with all the adjectives that he describes us with. How are we not going to hear those and then say, really? We better have the Holy Spirit as that voice, that reassurance that says, really? He means it. No, trust him. And, of course, he uses the word, that word of God that begins our relationship. And the Spirit takes us back to that word, and that's why we go back, isn't it? You know, to have that reminder, that reassurance, to build up that a certainty that we need. And I'm not saying that every day we have to run to God with that same questioning, really? But we do live in a state of wonder, and it's not bad to every so often just stand in awe of the forgiveness that's announced to us and say, really? And the Holy Spirit says, really, because he said it in his word. Here, read it again.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Daniel Pavlo on the wonder of God's grace. Vote for that one by giving us a call. This break is a great time to call us, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote right there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break. Voting takes place June 22nd through the 25th for President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you're a registered voter for the 2019 LCMS presidential election, please vote to re-elect Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Matt Harrison. If you're not a voter, encourage your pastor and your congregation's lay voter to vote for President Harrison. Official ballots have been mailed to all registered voters. Remember to vote June 22nd through the 25th.
Recently graduated from high school or college and looking for a chance to serve a community in need while sharing the good news of Jesus Christ? Lutheran Young Adult Corps may be for you. Lutheran Young Adult Corps provides opportunities for long-term, full-time service for 10 weeks through the summer or 10 months over the school year in places like St. Louis, Philadelphia, and Boston. Find out more about Lutheran Young Adult Corps by finding us online at lcms.org/YACORPS or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lutheran YA Corps.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, June the 14th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. We have played the four soundbites. Soundbite number one, Dr. Peter Scare responding to Angela Denker's Washington Post op-ed on abortion. Soundbite number two, Terry Mattingly on why The Atlantic's Emma Green gets religion. Soundbite number three, Ken Samples on why historical theology is necessary. And soundbite number four, Dr. Daniel Pavlo on the wonder of God's grace. Now it is your turn, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to Luann listening in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Hi, Luann.
I say, it's great to talk to you, first of all, Pastor Wilkins, but soundbite number one.
And why is that?
I think that Dr. Peter Scare is so succinct anyway, and it was, I was saying amen through his entire presentation, that he pointed out so succinctly how macabre this is to compare the murder of an unborn child to the sacrifice our Lord made on the cross for us, was a parallel, that this woman, this Angela Dinker, would parallel something like that. It's macabre in the worst degree. The pointing out to Dr. Scares pointing out that putting these abortion clinics in the poorest of neighborhoods to prey on women in such a desperate condition he made so many wonderful points in here, but it was very, very biblical, very theologically correct, and I just gave him a big amen for the whole thing. So soundbite number one's the vote for me.
All right. What about the rest of you? Thank you very much, Luann. Thanks for listening in Ohio. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email to talkback@issuesetc.org. Your reason for voting is very important. We need you to tell us why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Or send us a tweet at @IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Up next is Paul, who listens in Austin, Texas. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I am voting for Dr. Pavlov. I just go, really? I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me. He looks at me as pardoned, justified, and the Holy Spirit assures me and says, really, he has done it.
Thank you very much, Paul, and thanks for listening in Austin. So there's a vote for soundbite number one, Dr. Peter Scare, and a vote for Dr. Daniel Pavala on the wonder of God's grace. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talkback@IssuesETC.org, our Twitter address at @IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem. The I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Mary says, I pick soundbite number four, Dr. Pavala, on the wonder of God's grace because it is such a pure, joyful expression of the gift of the gospel. Really? Yes, really. Wow and thanks, says Mary. Mary, thanks for your vote. Debbie says, all four are good. I pick Dr. Peter Scare. His response is honest and straightforward. I appreciate Dr. Scare's open stand on the sin of abortion. He is not afraid of what others think. That is very true, Debbie. He's a very brave man, and thank you very much for your vote as well. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number four, Dr. Daniel Pavala. Here he is talking about the wonder of God's grace.
If you know you're wrong, and let's just say speeding, and the Wisconsin State Trooper says, I'm letting you off. You're going to say, really? And hopefully say, thank you. But I think you're going to say, really? Not that you want him to rethink that, but how would you not just say, really? Wow. Thank you. Well, that's small. Compared to now, God saying, forgiven, justified, perfect in my sight, and I could go on and on, you know, with all the adjectives that he describes us with. How are we not going to hear those and then say, really? We better have the Holy Spirit as that voice, that reassurance that says, really? He means it. No, trust him. And, of course, he uses the word, that word of God that begins our relationship. And the Spirit takes us back to that word, and that's why we go back, isn't it? You know, to have that reminder, that reassurance, to build up that a certainty that we need. And I'm not saying that every day we have to run to God with that same questioning, really? But we do live in a state of wonder, and it's not bad to every so often just stand in awe of the forgiveness that's announced to us and say, really? And the Holy Spirit says, really, because he said it in his word. Here, read it again.
That soundbite of the week this week, soundbite number four, Dr. Daniel Pavala on the wonder of God's grace. The LPR bundle package goes to Luann in Ohio. Luann, thanks for your vote. Send your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org. And thanks to everybody else who voted for soundbite of the week. The 2019 convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is the theme of the latest edition of the Lutheran Witness magazine. It's available in print and online. The Lutheran Witness interprets the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. You can find out more at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness magazine, cph.org/witness. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the Athanasian Creed with Dr. James Lee of Concordia University, Chicago. We'll talk with Pastor Michael Salamick of Lutherans for Life about the Bible on abortion, and we'll have Dr. Christopher Mitchell of Concordia Publishing House lead us in a teaching on the moral, civil, and ceremonial laws of the Old Testament. That's next week on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The third commandment teaches us to remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We do this when we hold God's word sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Jesus invites the weak and heavy laden to rest in him, our true rest, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. This weekend, rest in Jesus as you hear his word and receive his gifts. If you are in Southern Illinois, you're invited to join Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt to rest in the grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Learn more at trinitymillstadt.org.
Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead."
Morning Chapel from Cramer Chapel.
"And that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations."
Live weekday mornings at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, 7:30 Mountain, and 6:30 Pacific at issuesetc.org.